From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A kiss-up, kick-down sort of guy. That's how John Bolton, the president's pick to be UN ambassador, was described today at his confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill. The man using those terms was the former head of the State Department's intelligence operation. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, his testimony gave a boost to Democrats trying to block Bolton's confirmation.
Carl Ford describes himself as a loyal Republican, so we said it was awkward for him to speak out against fellow conservative John Bolton. But Ford said he felt Bolton crossed the line in 2002 when the Undersecretary for Arms Control berated an intelligence analyst for trying to tone down comments about Cuba's alleged biological weapons program.
There are a lot of screamers that work in government. But you don't pull somebody so low down in the bureaucracy that they're completely defenseless. It's an 800-pound gorilla devouring a banana. The analyst was required simply to stand there and take it.
Bolton, who gave his side of the story yesterday, argued that the analyst, Christian Westerman, went behind his back, and that's why he wanted him transferred. But Ford insisted the analyst was simply doing his job, giving his assessment of the intelligence on Cuba. Ford said he had his own run-in with Bolton about this, a heated discussion in a State Department hallway, and he later mentioned the incident to then-Secretary of State Colin Powell.
In the months after that, the secretary made a special point of coming down to an assembled group and pointing out the analyst by name and saying to the other analysts that he wanted them to continue, in essence, to speak truth to power and that we should not be impacted by this episode.
Carl Ford said in this case the analyst kept his job and Bolton used the approved language about Cuba in his speech, but Ford said there was a chilling effect on his team. Democrats hope this testimony will persuade at least one Republican to vote against Bolton, but their only hope, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, has been inclined to support Bolton and today questioned Ford's characterization of the nominee.
You said, used the word serial abuser.
Yes, sir.
Was this an isolated incident?
I wouldn't be here today if I believed that he just had a bad day. That this was a one time, I lost my temper, and I was out of line. The problem is that all of you, the people that he would be trying to impress to get a job, he wouldn't act this way in front of you. The fact is that it's reserved for those of us who have to work below him or around him.
California Democrat Barbara Boxer argued that Bolton should be getting anger management training, not a new job to serve as the U.S. ambassador at the U.N. Joseph Biden, the committee's top Democrat, appealed to his colleagues to take the issue seriously.
Come on. This is a big deal, guys and ladies.
This is the very man who may have to take the case to the world on Korea and on Iran based upon intelligence.
Committee Chairman Richard Lugar agreed that the voice of the U.S. ambassador must be accurate and well-informed, but he also said he's confident that the president and the secretary of state will, quote, supervise Bolton if he's confirmed. The committee could vote as early as Thursday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.